fourth Sunday meetings, October through December 2018. Personal and Family Scripture Study. On fourth Sundays in 2018, elders, quorums, and relief societies will discuss personal and family scripture study. Leaders or teachers may choose to lead discussions on any of the following principles. Personal Scripture Study. To help inspire members to study the Scriptures regularly, consider inviting each member to select one of the following passages to read: Joshua 1 verse 8, 2 Timothy 3 verses 15 through 17, 1 Nephi 15 verses 23 to 25, 2 Nephi 32 verse 3, Doctrine and Covenants, section 11 verses 22 and 23, section 33 verses 16 through 18. After they have had time to read and ponder, they could share with someone else in the room what their passage teaches them about Scripture study. You could also invite members to share their testimonies of the blessings they receive as they study the Scriptures. Members may also benefit from hearing each other share what they do to make personal Scripture study meaningful. You could also share with members what Elder Quentin L. Cook taught about the purposes and blessings associated with the adjustment in the Sunday schedule and other recent changes. Members could discuss how our efforts to improve our Scripture study can help accomplish these purposes. The following videos on LDS.org may also inspire members: Words with Friends, The Blessings of Scripture, Daily Bread, Pattern, and What Scriptures Mean to Me. Consistency in Gospel Study. Elder David A. Bednar compared consistent family scripture study and other righteous habits to small brushstrokes that make up a beautiful painting. To help members understand what Elder Bednar taught, perhaps you could display a painting in which the artist's brushstrokes are visible. Members could then read Elder Bednar's analogy found in More Diligent and Concerned at Home from Ensign Orlea Hona, November 2009, pages 19 and 20, and discuss how the brushstrokes in this painting are like Scripture study. What has helped us overcome the obstacles to consistent gospel study, whether we are studying as individuals or with our families? What did President Russell M. Nelson promise to those who diligently work to remodel their homes into a center of gospel learning? See Becoming Exemplary Latter-day Saints, Ensign Orlea Hona, November 2018, page 113. Provide time for members to ponder and share what they are inspired to do because of what they learned today. Gospel discussions at home and at church. One way to help members understand the importance of gospel discussions at home and church could be to invite a child and parent to sing Teach Me to Walk in the Light from Hymns number 304. What does the interaction between the child and the parent in the lyrics of the song teach us about learning the gospel? Perhaps some members would be willing to share their thoughts on how to make gospel discussions a natural and regular part of family life. The following scriptures may provide insights: Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 through 20, 1 Peter 3, verse 15, Mosiah 18, verse 9, Moroni 6, verses 4 through 5 and verse 9, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 122. How can our discussions at home and at church bring us closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ?
Sidebar: Ideas for supporting Scripture study at home in 2019. During 2019, all ward members will be studying the New Testament at home and in Sunday school and primary. In quorum and relief society meetings, leaders and teachers should remind members about the scriptures scheduled for the coming week in Come Follow Me for individuals and families that they can study at home. This simple reminder can be shared in writing, verbally, or both. Elders, quorum, and relief society leaders and teachers can encourage this scripture study by finding opportunities to bring New Testament insights into elders, quorum, and relief society meetings. For example, elders, quorum, and relief society leaders and teachers might Notice how stories or doctrine from their scripture study apply to an elder's quorum or Relief Society lesson. Leaders and teachers might share this insight in a Sunday meeting. Share with members how stories or doctrine from the New Testament apply to their responsibilities in the elder's quorum or Relief Society. Share with members positive experience they have had with studying the New Testament at home, and encourage members to share these experiences as well.